We come together at this point of our worship to remember our Lord, the sacrifice that was given. My thoughts when I think about one of the greatest moments in the history of the Bible, when we went from the old law to the new law, Jesus came, God sent him to live that life, to show the way of perfect salvation. My thoughts go back to the beginning. In the beginning, all was created. The words were spoken, let us make man in our image. Let us. God and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was there. My thoughts continue on. We go through the Old Testament and the law and the prophecies. The prophecies that were brought forth so many times of who Jesus was going to be, what kind of a leader he was going to be, what he was going to bring, and how he was going to suffer to bring forth that way of salvation to all of mankind who would accept him and the law that he was to bring. My mind goes forward to his birth, a birth without understanding to the physical world. But yet it was the Son of God that was born. And as Jesus progressed in his life and brought forth the mighty word, hear me, I am the bread of life. I am the word of God. I am the way of salvation. He goes through his life, a short life as it was, till that time came when man would reject him totally, bring forth false accusations. But Jesus followed what he needed to do. And as we come before the institution of this, at, as we call it, the Last Supper that Jesus had with his apostles, he said, do these things, remember me. Do these things in remembrance of me. And as you go forth with the gospel, I will go through these things. I will give my life. But yet I will rise over death. I will bring salvation to all mankind who will believe in me and accept me. Those thoughts always come to my mind, and as we partake of this, yes, there is sadness in a lot that had to go through, but yet the great joy of the resurrection of Christ and what he did, what God sent him to do, and what he did through the mighty power and the will of God that set forth everything that we have. Thank the Lord for that. And as we partake of these emblems that are set forth fat, let us remember these things always in our heart as we live these things day by day, because we're Christians and we're believers. Gentlemen.